This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right, they're breasts. Big deal.
Uber honkies, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Now I'm worried.
Why?
Because I think Mike is sick. I mean, not sick in the head.
Body. Not really.
Sick in the bed, sick in the head. No, he's got something.
Not bad.
I know, but I'm just...
But I definitely have something, but it's not... It's very low grade.
See, I knew there was... Tiger, I knew there was something today.
Well, I told you there was something. I told you yesterday.
I know, but I just thought yesterday, you just said, I feel like I'm getting a cold.
Did I say I feel like it was getting a cold?
Yeah.
It is not the clap, Rob.
You did not confirm it.
It is not the clap.
Oh, good.
It is not. Everything's fine.
Maybe that's why you have
it's very mild, though. Listen, I don't sound like I have a cold.
No.
No, but maybe that's why you have your overcoat on.
Maybe that's why, because I feel colder
chilled
than normal. Mm-hmm. That's the dead giveaway.
Gotcha. Well, I hope you feel better.
I hope so, too. Because right now, I hope it stays like this and then goes down. I don't want it to get any worse.
We can't get sick. Well, I mean, we all can't get sick.
No.
And
if I get it,
If you get it, I get it.
I always hate it when somebody gets sick close to the holiday, too, because the worst thing, I'd rather be sick on the air than be sick on the holiday.
And you always do.
It gets sick like when I get, you always get sick before, like right before we're going to take any kind of time off. And I usually get sick like the first day of vacation and it continues through. Worst cold I ever had was like 15 years ago on a vacation. It was horrible.
All right, well, get your good lady to rub something on you tonight.
Hey.
You know what I mean.
I'll see if I can talk her into that.
You know what I'm talking about.
Some sort of menthol.
Yeah, you know, some
deep
of that,
heating.
Some of that vapo. Whatever. Some of that vapo.
Well, see, she's sick too, so she's not necessarily going to have the energy. But she's coming out of it. She's coming out of it. So she had a real low grade thing over the weekend. So I don't know what it is now. Maybe because I'm.
Because what? What?
What?
What? Say what?
I have no idea why that happened. It was practically on cue. I knew that turkey wasn't right.
Uh-huh.
I knew that turkey wasn't right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not feeling good. Like you hear your bro. Yeah. Okay. No, is that made up? Are you doing that for real now?
It's gone. It's in the right nostril. It's fine. That was a little stutter stuff, but I don't have it now. No, but this is not a cold. You know, it's not like it's a bad cold. Right?
Okay. I'm just, you know,
it's just yucky. You know,
who am I to say? I'm Mr. On Edge all the time.
I was kind of stuck to the pillow today when I woke up.
Okay, so now
thanks for sharing.
But now I'm getting a better explanation. You're wound a little tighter than normal today. Don't look at me like that. God, don't look at me like that. You wound a little tighter, but now I know why.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you don't feel good.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that. I usually cover that up pretty well, but today I'm more run down than anything else. I think that's the reason. And it is. I think that's the reason I'm sensitive. It's not any different temperature than it normally is in here.
No,
correct?
It's the same. Right. It's the same as it is every day.
Okay.
But if you are truly, and I'm not busting your balls. Today,
right.
If you are truly in a bad mood today, I mean, like, because you feel bad.
Yeah.
Don't waste it on the air. Go back and talk to Beth Ann before she leaves.
Consider that done. No problem at all.
Because I know she's going to miss that most of all.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
Yeah, she,
when the snow comes.
She's always been able to bring out the very best of
it. But it's time to play. It's a whipped cream day.
Yeah.
I wait for it the whole year round.
Yeah, you know what? If you were to ask me seriously how I feel today, I would say I feel like Regis feels on every normal day.
Well, that's not bad.
No,
do you know how he is?
No, that's not good.
Do you ever
Regis is almost 100, and he's got like this major post-nasal drip.
Yeah.
That if you ever really listen to the Regis and Kelly show.
I won't behave like Regis, but I feel like Regis feels probably every day of his
he
life.
He does a lot of this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, listen, the way he talks, he always sounds like he's got a cold.
And then she says something, and he turns and he's like, shut up, bitch.
But I think I'm guessing that it's gonna be over tomorrow. I'm thinking it's that kind of low-grade deal where it's not. And if it's not, then it'll be through March. For me, can we get a percentage, like what percentage of normal you feel today?
I'm 110%.
110%.
Okay, I am every goddamn day I come in.
That's great.
Don't ever forget that.
I won't. I'll remember.
Yep. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
That's why you're over here. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody have a kerchief? I got to dab the sweat off my forehead.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, breast secrets. Here we go. Rob has really got you something so you can dab your forehead.
I was kidding.
Let's talk to some chicks now with their secrets about their breasts.
All right, well, now we're leaving the lady in that had the husband that, the nurse.
What was her name?
I forgot what her name is. She's
Barbara.
Barbara.
Let's see. Hello there, Don and Mike Show, playing for $1,000 now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rosemary.
Hi there, Rosemary. How's your baby?
I know you do.
Sorry about that, Clodie.
What a great old movie. If you can ever get it on DVD, get it.
Yeah.
Rosemary, what is your breast secret?
My breast secret is that I have naturally large breasts. I have a 38 triple.
Oh, God bless you, Rosemary.
Now,
I miss the old days sometimes.
Rosemary,
sorry,
you're
going
to have... That's okay, honey. You just have to kind of speak in code.
Okay. Likes me to place my chest near my
Honey, hold on a second. What she is saying is that
I understand, and I think she probably communicate it without.
She's self nurses
exactly.
But why is that a secret?
Well, it's a secret because I don't know of anybody who does that. I've never heard of that.
Only every woman who can.
Now I have a question for you about this game. We're gonna call like the Barbara guy. You know, does it always have to be?
No, it does not.
It can be somebody who just calls with something that she's revealing. Right?
That's what I was saying. It's not necessarily one of our call and tell a secret games.
I think I can clean this up. Rosemary actually plays a game where she pretends that she's drinking out of a bottle.
Okay.
Bye, Rosemary. Sorry, honey. It is, you know. I mean, lots of chicks do that.
Yeah.
Lots of chicks who can do it try to do it.
That is not exactly uncommon.
You ever been watching a movie and you see a chick, she'll do that and it won't get all the way up there and she ends up like licking her shoulder. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I'm doing this for you, baby.
I always thought that was a little weird.
No, me like you though. I mean, when they can pull it off.
Even though we didn't get that deep and she's gone, Rosemary, was she saying that she could actually do what Barbara's husband did?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not think so. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Megan.
Hi there, Megan.
I have to cut out, even though I love you guys, but Rosemary said the same thing I was going to say.
Oh, all right. See, as Don said, a lot of women do that. God bless you all.
Don and Mike Show. And you should all be in pictures, in moving pictures.
And you're right. Why do the ones that don't have it do it? Why do they try? Because they do the...
Because they want to try.
They want to try. And then there are women that can do it,
God.
Practically don't even have to use their hands.
I know. Star Jones. Or no, you know, she's a bad example because for a fat chick, she has really small ones.
Star Jones, if she's in an inversion chair.
Right. Bette Midler, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Bette Midler could probably, no problem.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Tina.
Tina, damn it. What's your breast secret?
Yeah, I have a breast secret. I've had a double mastectomy, and as most women will have nipples tattooed on, I had pink ribbons for the breast cancer awareness symbol.
Oh, I think that's lovely.
That's really nice.
Ribbons and stents. Pink ribbons.
Really
so, yeah, it does become a conversation piece when I go to the doctors.
Wow.
Okay, well, way to...
That's interesting.
Way to just slow this down.
Well, but it's certainly a secret. I mean, I bet nobody knows that, right, Tina?
My husband and my doctors. People who want to see.
People who want to see.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Wow.
Can I just make a bold shock jock statement?
Yes.
I'm really not fond of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You've really gone out on a limb on that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys,
it's Denise.
Hi there, Denise. Denise, what is your breast secret?
Okay, well, this is really gross, but I have infected milk ducts that I have to kind of pop every week or they get really, really sore.
You have to do what?
I have to pop them.
Like a zit?
Yeah, exactly like that.
It sounds to me like it would be excruciatingly painful.
Well, it can be if I don't do it, but the thing is my boyfriend doesn't know that I do this before we get intimate, because if not, then, you know, it can kind of get gross.
Yeah. Wow, I am really borderline puking right now.
I'm borderline aroused.
Oh, you can't be. There's no way you can be.
Sure, I told you it was kind of gross.
Yeah, well, one man's gross, another man's... Hold on a moment, please. Hold on.
Jesus.
Moment. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Howdy.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, tell us about your infection.
Cindy,
I'm so sorry, but I think I have to join this freak show.
What is your breast secret? Do you have one?
Well, I do. I had a burn injury when I was in my 20s, and I lost my right breast, and I burned my shoulder and my thighs. I did a bunch of reconstructive surgery. I look pretty good now for the most part. I would say most people don't know.
Right.
But I had my son, and they told me, you know, you're not going to be able to breastfeed. But to everyone's surprise, I was, except that somehow a milk duct got kind of errantly pulled up underneath my armpit. So whenever I went to nurse him, the breast milk squirted out on his head, and I had to put, like, a nursing pad on his head like a little yarmulke.
I
don't like cancer stories. But
this isn't a cancer story.
No. I know it's not.
It's not cancer.
She was a burn victim.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm sorry, but it's still it's
a
health,
a little oogie.
It's a health thing, but
you're fine with the infected milk duct.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And this is an underarm milk duct.
Yeah, yes. As a matter of fact, I'd like some milk duds right now.
Oh my god.
I'm starved. Hold on a second, please.
Hold
on there, Cindy. Let's see. He talked to someone else. Hello.
I'm still trying to write this down.
Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this? Oops. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, honey. What's your name?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What is your breast secret?
My breast, I had a pituitary tumor, and as a result, my breast started lactating.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I really didn't think that this would be like...
This is like the medical information hotline.
Yeah, you know, I thought we would get some more lighthearted stuff, like the woman who had the husband that drinks the milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's
Kelly?
Okay. For entertainment purposes, I used to squirt my breast across the room. They could squirt up to 5 feet.
Up to 5 feet. Okay, hold on, please.
5 feet.
Hold on just a moment.
Wow.
I think we'll try one more woman, then we'll just try to pick a winner here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people are coming out of the woodwork here.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Or I should say the ductwork.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. And what is it, the secret about your breast?
I have a third breast without a nipple that is under my arm, and it's been there for years. It probably is an A cup.
This is the carnival today. This is incredible.
A third breast.
Like, not a nipple, a third breast.
A third breast. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, running the risk of going down the medical road, are you sure it's not some kind of a growth?
I'm positive. I've had sonograms, and I've had it checked out, and the way it's been explained to me is the women in my family develop rather late in life, in our mid-20s, and as a result, it's kind of a rush of breast tissue that gets displaced.
And this is once again like the other lady who had reconstructive surgery. This is under your arm?
Yes, yes. But it influences what I can wear out in public, because when it's exposed, people comment.
Wow. I know I would.
Wow. And it's an A cup, you say?
Yeah, easily.
Little bitty.
Are you married?
I am.
May I ask you a personal question? Does your husband ever work it?
Oh, no, he's repulsed.
He is repulsed by your third breast.
Hold
on just a moment.
Not me.
Hold on just a moment.
Oh, God, maybe. Oh, Jesus.
Mike.
Wow.
Let's just pick one here, because...
We don't have to recap, do we?
Yeah, you bet your ass we do.
Okay.
What do we got there?
We have Tina, who had the pink ribbons where her boobs were.
That's That's sad. I don't know. I mean,
we have Denise.
Godspeed to her.
Yes. Denise.
I hate cancer.
Denise, who has infected milk ducts and has to squeeze them, pop them once a week.
Okay.
Cindy, who was in a fire, had reconstructive surgery, and things looked fine, but when she breastfed, milk would come out of her armpit. Kelly, who had another medical issue that caused her to be able to squirt milk up to 5 feet. And then Nicole, that's an easy one. She's got a third breast under her arm.
Right.
An A cup.
What about the first chick?
Barbara, who nursed,
Nursed her husband. And then there were two that you discarded rather quickly. Barbara, who does that just for fun with her husband.
And you know, after all the problems we had with the phones earlier, now we get every freaking light is burning.
It's
in this
amazing
video.
How many people have stories they want to share.
Yes,
it's like we're giving people an opportunity to get things off their chest.
I guess I like the woman who had the milk coming out of her arm and the armpit made the kid absorb a pad on the
baby's head so it wouldn't squirt. I guess it was coming out of two places.
Yeah, that's just my choice.
I'm with you on that.
You like that one? What about you, Buzz?
Yeah, I make it a trifecta. The second place, though, I would bring in Nicole, who simply had a third breast under her arm.
I like the lady whose husband liked
Barbara.
Yeah. Like taking a drink as well. Yeah. Who's the lady who is in first place?
Cindy, who has the underarm. Reconstructive. She's fortunately able to
find her anywhere. Let me see.
Nurse, and only side effect came out of the armpit.
Uh-huh. There she is. Hey, Cindy.
Yes, I'm thrilled.
Wow.
Cindy, we don't even have to call anybody. Right. I mean, we believe you.
Yeah, but you still could call my husband or my sister, anybody knows this story.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
And I'm guessing there's not a roll-on in the world that would stop that.
Oh, dear. Did you ever try to figure out a way to stop it, like with a Band-Aid or something like that?
The nursing pad is yarmulke seemed to work.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And now that you're past that, do you ever leak?
No, thank God. I stopped breastfeeding and it stopped, too.
And everything's still working okay?
Yeah.
This, wonderful.
To this day, her son pours milk on his head.
Oh, God. Wow.
You know, hold on. Just hold on one second. Maybe we'll get the phone numbers from you.
Okay.
You know, I believe you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally believe her. She's not lying.
No question.
You can't make that up.
I believe all these ladies. God, they were all so good.
They were.
Who would be second place?
Well, you said you liked Barbara, who used to do that with her husband.
And see, my second place would be Denise with the infection.
How about
I like Nicole because she has a regular full real breast under her arm.
Okay,
that her husband is repelled by.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of breasts.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, do we have enough Circuit City stuff to give like the top three, these Circuit City things?
The top three? Yeah, the top three, yeah.
The top three, okay, yeah. Then we'll give all the top three chicks a $50 Circuit City gift card. Shop online at CircuitCity.com. Choose in-store pickup and get the Circuit City 24/24 guarantee. That's your order ready in 24 minutes or less, and you get a Circuit City $24 gift card. Circuit City, what you need. So that would be for my choice, which is
Barbara.
Sexy Barbara.
Mm-hmm. All of our choices, Cindy.
And Buzz?
Buzz wanted Denise or I wanted Nicole. So that's four people.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so one of them wins $1,000, and then three other women get the...
So congratulations to Cindy, Barbara, Denise, and Nicole.
Yeah, wow. Very cool.
There you go.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
And they all get 12 ounces of Nestle Squiff.
Wow.
And for the women who... hold on. Do we get anybody that didn't win?
We had Kelly, who could squirt up to 5 feet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
I'm sorry, the squirting didn't really cut it.
Okay.
But we appreciate your story. We thought it was fascinating.
Yes.
You guys have a great holiday season.
Oh, same to you.
You too.
May we offer you
You can give me a Night Dreams gift certificate. I'm going there right now.
You're going to Night Dreams. Do we still have Night Dreams gift certificates?
I don't think. Isn't that the sex store that
it
you
is.
Go to, Buzz?
It is.
Can we give her a yardstick?
Yardstick.
Kelly, hold on.
Do we have a selection of towels?
We'll have something for you.
Target.
Hold on, Kelly. Target.
Wow.
Target. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's remember this one and come back to this one sometime in the future.
I think there's a lot of unfinished business on this thing out there.
God knows we could spend a whole nother break with this, but I know what you people want. And it's the news, and it's coming up.
Right.
But I know what you want.
Okay.
You want some more E to E.
Of course.
Yeah, can we?
It's the holidays.
God damn it, man. Don't you want some more E to E?
Yes, man, but I've got visions of third breasts dancing in my head.
Today's E to E has nothing to do with E, which makes it the best E to E ever.
Fantastic. Oh. I'm looking forward to it greatly.
Something about the 12 days of Christmas.
Ooh.
Nice. As a matter of fact, I think we may be playing How About That?
One message for this last bit you did with Denise with the infected milk ducts.
Yes.
Call me if her condition worsens.
E to E will be right up.
Wee.
And all you chicks, stay on the line.
Yes, please.
Daddy needs to talk to you.
We'll have your breast gifts for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.